Show. Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Today is the Feast of St. Matthias, and also we will read Day 5 of the Novena to the Holy Spirit. So we'll read a passage or two from the Gospel of today. I'm sorry, from the first reading today from the Book of Acts, and then we'll go right into Day 5 of the Novena. So they proposed to Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, you know the hearts of all. Show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Father.
Okay. Well, today we pray for the gift of knowledge. And on this Feast of St. Matthias, we see there is a need to replace a vacant spot in the apostolic and the first apostles. Jesus chose 12. Judas decided to take his own life. So there's 11, and they looked at the scriptures and they said, well, God's purpose was to find to have 12, you know, and our faith is based on the 12 apostles. It goes all the way back to them. So they pray, and they have two men that they can choose from, and they pray, and they choose Matthias. Now, how does knowledge come in there? Well, they're assessing relationships and people as things. Knowledge allows us to assess things in terms of their purpose. And as it says in the explanation in the Novena, we see things at their true worth in their relation to God. In other words, we see that things in themselves, if they don't serve a purpose to get us closer to God, they're empty. And we have to realize that everything in our life, things, relationships, our job, buying things, the gift of knowledge allows us to choose what to do and how to use these things in order to bring us closer to God. So it's not just about, you know, choosing people for a vacant position like we see in today's feast day, but it's also like, think about how we waste so much time on things to find a way of, sort of running away from pain or things like this. But do we ever see that, you know, we can also assess how everything, if we pray, will allow us to choose things, to buy things, or to choose positions according to God's will. So it allows us to see that creatures are not an end in itself, but it is to lead us to God. So let's ask for that gift today. And as the apostles prayed and chose Matthias, we ask the Lord to give us the gift of knowledge to use the creation that he's given us to get us closer to God and not to bring us away from God. Okay, day 7. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Day 5.
Light. Yes, all right. Day 5, 7th week of Easter. There you go. Light immortal, light divine, visit those hearts of thine and inner inmost being filled. The gift of knowledge enables the soul to evaluate created things at their true worth in their relation to God. Knowledge unmasks the pretense of creatures. It reveals their empties and points out their only true purpose as instruments in the service of God. It shows us the loving care of God even in adversity and directs us to glorify him in every circumstance of life. Guided by its light, we put first things first and prize the friendship of God beyond all else. Knowledge is a fountain of life to him that possesses it. Let me stop there. Just once again, notice, knowledge allows us to put God's friendship before all things. So the gift of knowledge also tells us if something's taken us away from God, God might take that away from us in order for us to have a deeper relationship with him. So think about when you lost things, lost relationships, lost an ideal position or job. Did it help you get closer to God? Probably yes. Let us pray. Come, O blessed Spirit of knowledge, and grant that I may perceive the will of the Father. Show me the nothingness of earthly things, that I may realize their vanity and use them only for thy glory and my own salvation, looking ever beyond them to thee and thy eternal rewards. Amen. Okay, and our Father, Hail Mary, and seven glory bees, and then we'll do the act of consecration, and once again, the prayer for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we are getting closer to the end, so hopefully you're feeling a little bit of grace from God, and you're starting to really receive some, more power from the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself and my body to you. Eternal Spirit of God, I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by my unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the small sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought and grant that I may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness, holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his five wounds and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart. I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to help me in your grace, that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and Son, to say to you always and everywhere, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. Prayer for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal, the spirit of understanding to enlighten my mind in light of your divine truth, the spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven, the spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation, the spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints, the spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God, and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with your sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.